Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Larry in Ann Arbor on 97.1. Hello, Larry.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Larry.
Okay, good. Two points about the Tigers. One is what's been happening with all these crazy fielding plays they're doing reminds me of the movie Angels in the Outfield. So, I see. And the other thing is, if you compare the Tigers roster with the Toledo Mud Hens roster from about 2 or 3 months ago, they're virtually identical.
There's a lot there.
That's really funny. Because you're probably right.
Yeah.
It would look really similar.
Parker Meadows and Torkelson and Chase Young, Wenzel Perez.
God, that's wild. Yeah. I might have to go find a box score and just find a random Mud Hens game from like late June and see how much it compares to what's going on right now.
Yeah. So anyway, let's hope for...
What's that, Larry?
Let's hope for the best.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
This is a early July game against Columbus. The leadoff hitter was Parker Meadows. Batting second, Javi Baez. Batting third, Dylan Dingler. Batting fourth, Spencer Torkelson. That's an early July Mud Hens game. Let's go back to late June and see what this looks like. Not quite as much. Meadows, Navigato, Madras. Although we saw him, Torkelson, Bigby. All those guys at Toledo that are still there, I'm like, dude, let me go up there. You guys turn everybody into a good player.
Everybody ends up being a star. Here we go.
Can I get a look? Can a brother get an AB? Absolutely wild. Feedback coming in regarding playing hooky today. Scott writes in, I don't feel too good. I think I have to go see Dr. B Dubs. Yeah. Regarding the Lions.
Is he seeing patients?
He's got an opening, Gator.
They're accepting patients.
Today. They're accepting patients at Dr. B. Dubs' office today at 1 o'clock.
Sorry, I this is the only opportunity I have.
Yep.
Spot just opened up.
Yeah.
For all of you. Dr. Twin Peaks.
Dr. Twin Peaks.
It's Nurse Twin Peaks.
Yes. Yeah.
It's registered Nurse Twin Peaks, Doc.
Twin Peaks RN has some openings today at 1. Ben in Roseville says, Lions injuries. I remember in the offseason when Minnesota fans weren't grieving the loss of Davenport. No fault of his own, but they directly told us, good luck with that.
Well, that was the risk-reward with him. If he could stay healthy, he was going to be good. The question was, could he stay healthy? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, unfortunately, no.
I'm shocked Davenport is injured again. Couldn't have seen that coming. This is what happens when you sign damaged goods. They have taken their fair of chances on damaged goods.
That they have.
Like Jameson Williams.
Has that worked out all right?
Yeah.
I mean, this year it looks good to start.
Marcus Davenport is out for the season. Oh, my God, I didn't see that coming at all. Holy crap. That's from Steve in a truck. Yeah. Ragnow's injury is the most concerning because of his history. Yeah.
Definitely concerned about Ragnar. I mean, he is the glue of that offensive line. Yep. He's the best offensive line. Well, Penei Sewell is the best, but Ragnar is right there. You know, both of those guys might be the best at their position. They're certainly talked about and like that. So it's going to hurt.
Yeah. We don't like losing him for sure. Whatever happened to the CFL Defensive Player of the Year guy they signed? That's from Christian in Plymouth. Well, that is Matthew Betts, and he re-signed in the CFL. He is currently playing for the Lions.
Is that right?
The British Columbia Lions of the Canadian Football League. I'm about 90% sure of that, but let me go. Double and triple check. I'm almost positive he is with the BC Lions. Team roster, Matthew Betts, indeed.
Yes, but he is not on the Lions practice squad.
No, he's not with the Detroit Lions.
No.
He is with the BC Lions. He has actually played in 3 games and has 1 sack. Let's go to Keith in Dearborn. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Keith.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Keith.
So I bought tickets. I was talking to your screener. I bought tickets probably like 3 weeks ago. I'd say about maybe a week into July or so. And they were whatever they were doing okay. I like going to games. Anyways, I'm listening to you guys a couple days ago, find out it's a school bowl start, so that's a plus. I'm like, all right, bought the tickets. I paid $7 after tax on a secondary market, so that's the score. Find out it's a school bowl start, so that's cool. I got that going for me. And then I get an email last night talking about the game is moved from 6 to 1, and my heart sank because I work from 7 to 5. So I went into work. I didn't mention it to my boss last night because I had already left for a game and he was cool about it on short notice. I get there and I do my thing. And he's like, you know what? We're really not that busy, man. He knows I'm a huge Tigers, huge baseball fan, just baseball in general, but I love my Tigers. And he was like, go ahead, finish your stuff up and get out of here, man. So I'm sitting in the parking lot about to walk up to the park right now.
This is awesome.
I scored big time.
Can we give a shout-out to your boss? Yeah, is that going to create any problems?
Yeah. Shout-out to Marcos over at Epic Gardens, man. You're one heck of a boss, man. Big time. I owe you big time, man.
Marcos at Epic Gardens. That's great.
He's the man.
Way to go, Marcos.
Love it.
You know what I love about that? First of all, you know what I love about that? You did the right thing. You're like, I got to go to work. And so you went to work and you did the right thing and you're getting rewarded for doing the right thing.
That's right.
Man, because I was sitting sour face all night watching the football games with my wife. And she's like, what's going on? I said, this freaking email. I want to go to the game. So I just, like you said, man, just took it how I should have, and I got rewarded for it. So I'm about to walk in there, man. I hope you guys enjoy the day. Let's go, Tigers. Let's get a dub.
Hell yeah.
Sounds great, man.
I want to meet Marcos and buy him a beer. That guy's awesome.
Kind of.
248-539-9797. We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. Gator, I am the kind of guy that I famously came into the office one day a few years ago, and said, have you guys ever watched this TV show, The Office? It was already in reruns.
Right.
I jumped on board very late with The Walking Dead.
Yes, as did I.
Yep. I have now jumped on board again on a TV show that was wildly popular.
Everybody loves it.
You know what it is. Gator knows what it is. Kang, you don't know what it is. I will give a couple of hints. I started the show a couple years ago and made it about 20 minutes into episode one, maybe a little bit longer, and I bailed. It was for personal reasons. I said, I don't want to deal with this right now. So a few years later, I decided to come back, and it might have been late last week. I was going down to the basement. I was on Netflix. I was looking through Netflix and looking through Peacock and looking through Amazon Prime and all these, trying to find something to watch. And this show came up, and I said, let me give it another shot. About the end of episode two, I was like, this might be too much. I don't know. But I stuck through, and now I'm on episode five, and I think I'm
all in. Oh, wow. You went from two to five quickly.
Yep.
You're all in.
So we'll take 10 texts right now. What show did I come back to, and it's already over, but it's years later, and I'm now hooked. Given that I almost didn't make it through the end of episode two. At the end of episode two, I was like, I don't know about this, but I stuck with it. Now I'm on episode five. I'll take your guesses, 10 texts on your name. I'll tell you what it is today at 11:32. More of your Tiger calls and feedback, Lions as well.